Ghosts by Dolly Alderton, read by Teddy Allen. Dad answered the door. He was wearing a pale blue shirt underneath the navy cable neck cardigan with brown buttons that I'd bought him for his 70th. He only wore two jumpers on rotation per decade. His face was pale and the skin under his eyes looked thinner and lightly marbled with berry-coloured capillaries. Or maybe they'd always been there. I was just studying his face harder these days, looking for the tiniest marks of deterioration. Dad, I said, giving him a big hug.
Oh, Bean, he said, sighing into my hair as he hugged me. It's been quite a week here.
Where's Mum?
She's out, he said, walking towards the kitchen. She's not speaking to me.
Have you two had an argument?
I'm afraid so, he said. This morning. All right, Barney.
What happened? Dad stood over the dining table, which was covered in the silverware that was only taken out for Christmas. There was an open bottle of polish. Why are you doing all of this? Have you got people coming over?
No, we're meant to be going away, he said, rubbing the prongs of a fork with a cloth. That's what the argument was about this morning.
Where are you going?
An opportunity has come up to go to Guinea.
Guinea? I said, dismayed that Mum hadn't brought this up on one of our many weekly phone calls, in which she would list everything she had bought from Sainsbury's and how she intended to use it all.
Yes.
When?
We're meant to be setting sail through the seas next week, but Mum has other ideas.
Is it like a cruise?
Yes.
Is it the same company you guys and Gloria and Brian used when you went to the Canary Islands?
No, no, Gloria and Brian aren't coming, he said. God, that'd be a sight, no. Just your mother and I. It's me they want, really. I'd be happy to go on my own.
But Mum doesn't want to go.
No, she thinks it's too dangerous. She's worried about the weather.
Well, that's a fair enough concern, I said. Maybe you can go at a later date.
No, it has to be next week, even if there's a storm.
What are you doing with the silver?
We'll need it, he said. For the trip.
I'm sure they have their own cutlery on board.
No, no, not for eating, he said, laughing at my suggestion. For selling! Why pass up the chance for your mother and I to be merchants at last?
Why pass up the chance for your mother and I to be merchants at last? Only Dad could come out with a sentence like that, and it'd be completely unclear whether it was factual or fantastical.